Okay. And we're going to get a microphone. Here you go, Coach. Yeah. Congratulations,
thank you.
My friend.
You. Appreciate it.
That's how Gatorade feels on a guy's back.
It's
huh?
cold.
Yeah, it's cold, but it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
This gentleman here is Marquezan head coach John Dunleavy joining us on the post-game show. Coach, congratulations on, I mean, not only the win tonight, the conference championship, an undefeated regular season. Put this one into words for me right now, because I'm sure there's got to be a lot of emotion right now, but I mean, just tremendous.
A lot of emotion. These guys are an awesome group of kids that we have. I just told them in the huddle, this is like 3 years in the making. We've had probably 10, 12 of these guys have been playing for 3 years since they probably shouldn't have been playing, and they hung with it. And they, you know, they did everything we asked them to do the offseason to get better, keep improving, just trust what we're doing here. And it's really fun to see their work pay off for them, you know. I told the guys right after the game, those guys and our coaches as well, I'm just glad they dragged me along for the ride, because it's a heck of a lot of fun.
And it's got to be so satisfying. Tim and I touched on this a little bit in the broadcast, but, you know, things were a little rougher around here a few years ago, not too long ago. But as you said, guys have stuck with it, and they've, you know, these guys that were young a couple of years ago, they're not so young and inexperienced anymore. And this is the, you know, this is what's, you know, they're getting to enjoy now, the successes because of all the hard work and growing pains they had to go through.
Yeah, you could feel the confidence grow with these guys this whole season, which is the amazing part. And I don't know if it was week four, week five, or one point in the season, you know, we're like, we win, and we won again, you know, and you could see them playing with a little more confidence, a little more, they like, we're starting to believe. And I told them, you know, why do you guys think you have that confidence? I asked them that one film day, like, why do you think that is? None of them had a really good answer, you know. Like, you know, I have my theory, maybe I'm wrong, but I told them, I said, it's because you guys all had the courage to keep doing it. You know, you stuck with it. You know, the easy thing to do when things aren't going your way is to quit, walk away. But these guys didn't do it. They didn't quit. They didn't back away. They just kept coming back, you know, even when things weren't going their way. So the character of these guys is, I'd take them over anybody.
Graydon Vredeveld, he was tremendous for you tonight. I mean, he accounted you know, he had a passing touchdown. He had two rushing touchdowns. And he was playing like a senior tonight. He really was.
Yeah, I'm so proud of Graydon. You know, he's a kid who, you know, nobody ever really believed in him. I felt like, you know, this or that. He didn't always get the first chance to do this or do that. And I told him in the offseason, it was in the spring, and I'm like, Graydon, you're going to be our quarterback. There's no doubt about it in my mind. This is like the month of April. And he didn't believe me. I'm like, no, you will be our quarterback, and we're going to have a good football team. Just trust me and come along. And tonight he played with nothing but confidence, and it's growing with him every single week. I'm so proud of Graydon.
John, you had a chance to actually close it out with about 8.5 minutes left in the game. And Cambridge, as you well know, you knew coming in here, they're not going to go down easily, okay? And they ran an incredible play on a square out and go down here to the 30-yard line. Guy made a great catch near the sideline. And oftentimes when you have the opportunity against a good team to close them out and you don't, now all of a sudden you start to have your doubts.
Yeah. And we knew they weren't going to go away easy. This is a championship football game. They're a championship caliber team. And they weren't going to go away. We weren't going to go away yet. And you're right. We did have a chance to probably put the nail in the coffin. But that's good football teams are going to make it hard on you. They're not going to give it to you. And they certainly didn't. They made some plays. And, you know, we bent a little bit. We didn't break. And we just came back. And this is what we've been doing all year. So you got to believe we're going to do it again. And we did.
Well, I mentioned Graydon Vredeveld played well tonight. You know what another huge key was for you? And you'll not, I'm sure, is the turnovers you forced, the fumbles you were able to recover. In particular, Caden Lager recovered both of them, mm-hmm. gave you short fields, and that was a huge difference in this ballgame.
Caden Lager's an outstanding football player. I mean, he made plays for us when we needed plays. I mean, it wasn't looking good for us. We open up the second half, we go 3-and-out after what we think are good adjustments, and they weren't apparently. And they get the ball back, they got the momentum, and Caden Lager single-handedly took it right back. And we were able to punch it in. And I think that was in the first half, actually, the first fumble. And we got another one in the second half with Caden Lager. He's an unbelievable football player. And I'm so proud of him, too, man. There's so many. And I could name 16 guys right now that kind of did the same things and maybe don't get the credit that him, Graydon, you know, I could go on all night. This is just an incredible team.
There was a series, the second series in the second half, when you took over at the one-yard line after a phenomenal punt from Cambridge, who happened to be their quarterback as well, of course. And golly sakes, you went nearly 90 yards with the football and came up with no score. Mm-hmm. That's pretty hard to take.
Yeah, but at the same time, we took a lot of time off. We flipped the field, forced them to have to go the other way. Even though, yes, we did, we made a mistake and turned the ball over, but we moved the ball out of where we were. I mean, that could have easily been the game in Cambridge's favor if we don't dig ourselves out of that hole. That's a tough place to be when you're on your own half-yard line. So to be able to flip the field like that, turn it over, and go back and play defense, even though we couldn't finish that drive. But if we do finish that drive, I think that might have been the icing on the cake right then and there. We weren't able to, but we did just enough.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Tim.
For you Marquezan fans that are listening, you may not understand this. I personally have known this young man, holy smokes, for, oh, golly, I might get a little
more than half my life
emotional here.
Yeah.
But about 25 years, he had the I had the great fortune to get to know his parents when my son and Johnny played baseball together. Was your football as good as your baseball? Were you just as good?
I think I was pretty close. Yeah, I think I was pretty close.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man. This guy can catch.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, oh, man. And what a great teammate. Ay, ay, ay. The guy had to give up his senior year in college due to an injury and hung with it and came back the next year to contribute at Riverbend College, too.
Yeah, wouldn't trade it for the world either. What an experience.
No, siree. And, no, you and your family have been very, very special to our family.
I appreciate that, Tim. And same to you, buddy.
Well, I feel like I'm intruding here on a tender moment. Put it into words for me, John, your Eastern Suburban Conference champs. What does that mean? It might be hard right now because it's
hard to find the right words for it, but it sure does feel good. You know, I think I talked to you on the phone this week. We got picked to finish fifth in our conference this year. Picked to finish fifth, but we proved ourselves to be number one this year. So those guys did that out there. So I'm really proud of them. I say it over and over again. I don't think I'll be done saying that.
Well, I mean, the pairings for the playoffs come out tomorrow, but I can't imagine you'll be anywhere but here next week. And any inkling at all on who you might get it? I suppose that's probably just up in the air.
Gosh, if I knew that, I think I'd go purchase a lottery ticket. You know, I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen with all that stuff. It's the wild, wild west out there sometimes. You think one thing, and then you're the exact opposite. We'll see. It'll be fun to find out.
Well, we are wishing you all the best here, and we're hoping that we might even be back here next week. It hasn't been officially announced anything, but we're waiting on the pairings, of course. But I tell you what, John, a lot to be proud of here. Hats off to you, the job you and your staff have done. These kids deserve just so much credit, as you said, for sticking with it through some of the hard times. Mm-hmm. And now they're reaping the benefits here. And this game tonight was, I think, kind of a microcosm of, you know, not only the season as a whole, but maybe the last couple of years here.
Yeah, it was. It's been a special season. And I told the guys, it's been a hell of a journey, and it's not over yet. Let's keep it going.
So. That's the best part.
Yeah,
yep. You bet.
Thanks for coming up and joining us. I wanted to let you go celebrate with
the
team,
Mike. Yep.
And we hope to see you soon, okay?
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, that is John.